Fleet,
I see it, let me know.
Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up? It's your boy Lord. You already know. LDOTT on Instagram. You tuning in to the Quality Time TV show. Episode 7, I believe. But it's my first episode, you know, as the main host. Shout out DJ Dean. You already know. We taking the shit to the top, bro. Today, though, I have, if he ever realized that he's muted and unmute himself, I have my special co-host, your boy, Flea Mason. What's good, Flea Mason?
Hey, yo, what's good, bro? What it do?
What it do? Where you from, bro? Tell the people where you from.
Yeah, I'm from Uptown. You already know where it is, bro. You know what I'm saying? Originally from the Valley, but you know what I'm saying? Gun Hill Boys, you know what I'm saying?
I hear it. Gun Hill, what up? Shout out to you, you already.
Yo, I got a delay when I'm talking, bro?
Nah, you straight, bro. Don't even worry about it a lot. So, closing and reopening. So, I mean, today, you know, we want to get into a couple of topics, different things that's going on along in the industry. You feel me? Like, different things been, it's been a crazy year. Can we say that? Thank God it's finally October. You feel what I'm saying? About to be the ending. Hopefully, 2019 got some
better.
Right, you feel me? Hopefully 2019 is shining, but as of now, it's been a lot of fuckery in the news. Your boy, yay, bro. Well, I'm talking about your boy. That's everybody, boy, right?
I'm about to tell you right now, that's everybody, boy. You
can't right,
tell.
Facts. Everybody boy. Love yay, you feel me? So, right, my boy. I see you, K-Murder. Shout yourself out, nigga. What?
Yes.
So, yay. I know we all seen, well, if you haven't, Kanye had an interview, I believe, like, last Friday with your boy, you know, President Donald Trump. I mean, he ain't my president, but he president of something, so let's just call him president. You feel
they had that shit looking like the LeBron decision.
Yeah, like, what are you, first and foremost, y'all was in the White House in the Oval Office with Ye sitting across from Trump as if nigga was about to sign him to the Magics or something. Like, what the fuck was going on? There was like 50 reporters.
Now he already got signed. You can see he had the hat on.
Facts, he had the hat on. That's MAGA, my nigga.
He got drafted.
Yo, Team MAGA, nigga. Nah, team facts. But he had the hat on and whatnot. It was crazy. It was like 50 reporters. You would have thought like they were seriously about to make some real initiative start or like set some policy for the country, something, but it's literally just yay and this nigga having a conversation as if they just like rolled up and was like, yo, we gonna talk about shit that's going on in society, you feel me? So that's one thing that kind of threw me off about the whole thing, but I said, you know what, fuck it. This is the world we live in now, you feel me? Nothing is the same. Nothing is the same at all. Even with Obama, this shit couldn't have happened, you feel me? And he was the one talking about change. We know who, we see who brought that real change, whether it was good or bad, though, you feel me?
The change came, regardless.
Facts, a change we can't believe in. Fuck that nigga. But so, I've been thinking lately, like, Kanye been on some real troll shit. Like, I feel like the visit to the White House is a good thing, you feel me? And it makes sense in when you look at it from the perspective of if you're not at the table, you're on the plate. You feel what I'm saying? A lot of people don't even like the fact that Trump is president and they want him out of there. But for the time being,
just a lot.
Now, most people don't fuck with Trump and they want him out of there. And I get it, you feel me? Because who wants him to be there? But like, you can't really be out here discrediting the president of the United States, as fucked up as it sounds.
I'm gonna say this though.
Or live here, bro. Nah, what you gotta say, bro? Let me hear.
Kanye and Trump go hand in hand. They're both egotistical maniacs.
You're 100%.
Trump is such an egotistical maniac that he just couldn't just be a rich person. He said, I feel like I need to control people's lives and show them how to live also.
Yeah, nah, that's a fact. That's a fact. Honestly and truly, that I was thinking that same thing. Like, one of the reasons why they clash so much is both of them are big assholes and both of them are big trolls. Like, at the end of the day, that has to be the situation because Ye, if we want to be honest, Ye always been somebody that thought outside of the box, right or wrong.
That's a fact.
Exactly. So
thinking outside of the box. Beginning Ye.
Exactly. When he was talking about I was wearing polo and my shit was pink and I made that shit hot. You feel me? Y'all niggas is out here baggy jeans and whatnot. Feel me? He always was ahead of the curve in a sense or thought outside the box. But the only issue with it when it comes to this is the person who you're going to is, it's damn near like trying to go to the devil and say, I'm going to negotiate with him. You feel me? And I get that you got to have a voice in it, but I don't think going down and laying a bunch of praise on him and saying he's doing a great job and he makes
that's not doing nothing for us.
That's not the way you
if
do
anything,
it.
If you're representing our culture in the worst way.
Facts.
Because
like
that's the furthest thing that we feel from him.
Facts. Like Nipsey Hussle said, right? He was like, niggas was mad at him that they looked at it like he signed a deal and whatnot, but it wasn't that he signed a deal. He put in the work, built his own brand up, built himself up, and then got to a point where he could go to you and be like, all right, we gonna partner on something that you gonna respect my shit because my money took, nigga, my influence took. You feel what I'm saying? And what can you say to that? You gotta respect him on that level. Ye went there on some, yo, I love you. Oh my god, like you're my,
you're the greatest.
That's not how you negotiate. That's not how you negotiate on behalf of an entire people, nigga.
First of all, who said we chose you to even go and speak for us?
Yo, that 100% true, bro. Who said Kanye was a spokesperson for all black people? And that's one of the messed up things about him even going there because they'll use that. And be like, look, you're genius. Your black man that you call a genius is out here saying he rocks with us, he bangs with us, and we're what's right. We're doing things the right way, which is kind of crazy. And can you blame them? Because who's not gonna use a move that they got? Who's not gonna use their trump card? You feel me?
It's crazy. No pun intended.
No pun intended. Fact.
Craig was just saying just now, like, you know, Kanye is going to, like, it looks like Kanye's going to run for president, bro. Like, look at the way, the elbows he's rubbing against, it looked like he's going for that.
Honestly, I thought about that, and he said, like, yay for president 2020, go back. Yay for president and whatnot, and I mean.
I'm not saying it's going to be mainstream, but we're dealing with Kanye now. It's not to say, like, we could say 2002, yeah, we're dealing with Kanye. You'd be like, you're bugging. That's not Kanye.
Right.
We're dealing with somebody that has created even a place in your brain called the sunken place to even
express that into
the world.
Hold on. Black Harrowitz said, did you watch the whole thing? You wildin'. What you mean, bro? What you mean exactly that he's wildin'? DJ Dean said, but he's the only one that did it. And Dean, yeah, you right. At the end of the day, you right that he's the only one that did it. But as the only one that did it, as the one that's saying, I'm going to pick up the mantle, I'm going to be the guy that makes change, you got to approach it from a position of strength. We can't be out here electing niggas that's going to coddle motherfuckers to go negotiate for us. You're going to give away every fucking thing before. Like, the nigga will just say hi and give you a handshake and you, like, take everything, my nigga, I love you. Like, that's crazy.
And just because, and to comment on who said that he's the only one that done it, that doesn't mean because he's the only one that done it, it helps us.
Remember, that's true.
It's an us thing. It's not a Kanye thing.
Exactly. So
if you're saying that he's the first one that done it, if he's the first one that done it, and you see the way he went about it hasn't worked, obviously, you shouldn't even be thinking that just because he's the only one that done it. He's not doing it for us. It clearly seems that he's doing it because he loves Trump, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
He has love for him. The sidebar. MAGA hat makes him feel like a superhero. Like, you're trying to tell me that a person that's speaking like this is a person that's talking, rooting for us.
Exactly. Sidebar, let's shout out the sponsors, Royal Rolling Papers and High Grade. Shout them out.
Everybody go at Rolling Papers right now. So you can see
facts. At Royal Rolling Papers. Tell them we holding it down for the team. We need some of that ad revenue, boy. But you're right, though. Like, it all depends on who you choose as your spokesperson. Because I'm sure if Malcolm X or Martin Luther King wasn't the people that were chosen during that era to lead the way, we wouldn't have got the civil rights movement and everything that came from that. You feel me? We wouldn't have got that. It's certain people that you elect as your leaders. And Kanye, the way he's acting, yeah, he could be a leader because he got a voice and a platform. But as far as actually speaking for people, he doesn't pay attention enough to actually speak for people. Yo, what's that? Kate, he on the phone? Bro, that shit dumb loud. I could hear it over here, bro.
Go ahead.
But, let me see. Let's go to the comments. Black Harwood says, bro, that man went up there to break the barrier between them and us. He spoke on real issues and infrastructure. Y'all focus on the fact that he told that man he loved him. If our president looks bad, we all look bad. Simple. And I, bro, I agree with you 1,000%. You feel what I'm saying? Because if he look bad, we look bad. Let's keep it a buck. We all live in this country. But to rebut that, if he look bad, we look bad. So the shit that he do is already looking bad. So we got to check him. Like, let's keep it a buck. If your little bro came up and he was out here doing some wild, crazy shit, like he was out here wearing a romper or something in the streets, like, oh, this is the new fashion for 2018. Nigga, you going to check him. You going to be like, little nigga, what are you doing? You better take that. What you doing, bro? You better take that off and go put some jeans on. What's wrong with you? You feel what I'm saying? So the representation that he gives us matters a whole lot. And we can't just have him out here doing anything, talking about grabbing people by the pussy, talking about Mexicans is rapists and this, that, and the third. Nah, we can't have him out here doing that because he represents us. And this ain't 1920, my nigga. It's 2018. Going on 19. Nigga, catch up. Where y'all niggas at?
I live in
modern day.
I'm not saying he's not making us look bad, but at the same time, too, like, I didn't vote for Trump. You understand what I'm saying? I voted. I'm one person I can literally say I voted. You know what I'm saying? I didn't vote for that guy. I didn't want him to win. You know what I'm saying? So at the same time, I already expressed myself that I don't feel like he's representing me. And he's not making me look bad because I didn't vote for him.
Mm-hmm. And you already feel slighted. I feel you.
Kanye did break barriers, and I respect that. You know what I'm saying, too? But you got to also realize that the way Kanye does things and the way he operates, people want to say, oh, you probably, like, don't understand or he seems confused. Like, nah, something's wrong with that guy. Like, he's not the same person he was. And I'm not saying that music doesn't change a person, but it's a drastic change.
Hold on, real quick. Yo, you could move away from this nigga Craig real quick. I'm hearing his conversation over the video, and I don't know if people can hear you or if, like, it's cutting in and out. You feel me?
You can hear me?
Sorry. Yeah, I can hear you now. Right. Nah, you right, bro. I can't find this nigga. Let me see. Black Harwood said facts. DJ Dean said everyone wants it to be negative, though. Kanye proved that anyone can go up there and speak to the POTUS. Honestly, Kanye didn't prove that. Kim Kardashian proved that.
Word. She went to go try to get some guy out of jail.
Exactly. And nah, it was a lady. And I mean, respect, if that's how it worked, you got to go up there and kiss ass to get shit done. I don't think that's right. They're not negotiating. They're begging favor. And if you want to complain about liberals and they protesting and they always complaining, and Kanye went up there and fucking complained for 19-20 minutes. He didn't, like, negotiate. He didn't bring a portfolio full of ideas. Like, we're gonna the nigga opened up his phone and said, yo, look at this iPlane, some shit that don't even exist. Y'all could look it up for yourself. Some shit that don't even exist. Yo, this is the iPlane that you need to be flying in. If you're gonna speak for us, if you're this genius that you talk about,
prime time right on
for the nation and the world to see. If you're gonna do that, do your research, my nigga. Don't go up there just rambling, bro. Don't go up there just rambling. Do better than
calling for.
Exactly, bro.
And we're not saying everything he said was rambling, because anybody, a fool can come and come up with good ideas to speak on and then go continue to be a fool right after.
Facts. Hold on. Comment said, Black Harwood said, all I care about is the numbers. Minority unemployment is at its lowest ever. Right? Honestly, bro,
That's a fact. The numbers are looking great right now, but I'm gonna keep it a buck. I saw a study that said that's actually not true. And under Obama, or I think during the 90s, under Clinton was when it was at its best. You feel me? You gotta look it up, do the numbers and stuff, and see if what you're saying is really real. But if it is true, then at the end of the day, yeah, you gotta respect that. You gotta acknowledge that and give Trump his due. You feel me? Because Obama did good for the economy. Yeah, he brought us out of the recession. Bush fucked us up. Obama brought us back. He saved us. But I don't think we really got to see what Trump has done yet, because all the shit that he is putting in place, like tariffs and sanctions on it, and all, it's going to come back to bite niggas in the ass, bro. You can't pull away from the world.
Like, realize this. Even though this man, I'm talking to the people that was watching, even though this man has planted his seeds, you have a chance to vote and make sure that he stops right there. You feel me? So try to vote. Not even just try.
Yo, November.
Go vote.
Facts. November. Seriously. Everybody that can vote, go vote. And I'm gonna break it down simple for people that, because I know not everybody up on politics and how the system work and whatnot. I'm gonna break it down simple for y'all. Trump right now is doing everything, all the shit you hate that he's doing, he's doing it because Republicans are in control. Don't think about it on some, oh, it's over, Trump is president, it's over. It's not that. There's two branches or two parts of Congress called the House and the Senate.
Senate, yeah.
The vote in November is to gain control of the House and the Senate. If we get control of that, they could start the process to get the Trump the fuck out of here. You feel what I'm saying? So November probably matters more than 2020 when the next election is. You feel me? So look at it like that. November is serious. Whatever Democrat you can find, I don't care if you like Democrats or not. It's not even about that right now. It's about survival. That nigga is talking about kicking niggas out of the country. I know some of y'all niggas got family members that's affected by this.
Like, of course,
you feel me? My family came from Jamaica. We wasn't from here. We came from Jamaica. What if he tried to reach all the way back there? What? I'm going to lose my citizenship? You feel me? Suck my dick, nigga. I done paid all these taxes, boy. I ain't going nowhere, nigga. This is my country. Sure. Fuck out of here. You feel me? So that's the way I see it. Apologize for the vanity and the vulgarness. But as you can see, like, the topic is a deep matter for a lot of people. Let me see. Yeah. Dean said, but since Trump has been in office, has it affected anyone's pockets?
It will.
We gotta wait and see, bro. I don't got the valid information on that, but we gotta wait and see. Personally, I know it's affected a lot of people's pockets in the business sector, because the shit that he's doing, like putting tariffs on products from China because he want to start a war with them. Like, that shit is affecting companies that's importing shit from China. Nah, he's not helping our pockets, because he's raising the price. He's exactly. Basically charging them a tax. Like, right. When you come here, nigga, if you want to sell something, you got to pay that tax. That's Trump what he's saying. And they like, Trump think he's tough. They like, he think he's tough. You think you going to charge us tax? Aight, cool. So now the products that we sell, we going to raise it the amount that you're charging us in tax. So who's going to pay for that? Us. Not them. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's how it go. You gotta, it's all about how you play the system. And right now, I don't think he's doing a good job. You feel me? Sun Tzu, Harwood said, period, it's not all bad. Yeah, I believe you. It's not all bad, bro. Trust me. I don't think everything is bad, but it's about representation too. The ends don't always justify the means, bro.
That's a fact.
Right. You gotta remember that. Just because, like, at the end of the day, come on, you made $1 billion, cool, but you killed 100 million people. Hand claps, nigga. Congratulate yourself.
And you're shooting jump shots.
Exactly. And you're shooting a hurricane hit Puerto Rico.
This is really a game to you.
Right, a hurricane hit Puerto Rico, and you're down there shooting jump shots of paper towels at crowds of people that don't have nothing, that just lost their house. And come on, bro. It's about the ends don't always justify the means, yo. People so quick to give away their morals like it's nothing, but I mean, that's the world we live in, right? So cooler than Mint said, you will always save more money with a Republican in office. They cut taxes. Them's raise. What?
them's raised to take care of society as a whole. Oh, raise tax to take care of society as a whole. Bro, I hear you on that, but I just saw today the deficit touched like $779 billion. That's the highest it's been in 6 years, man. So look at it like that. If you think all of a sudden Republicans are all about money, you make a sad bumbaclot mistake, my lord. Trust and believe. But let me see. Like Harris said, bro, I served under Obama and I served under Trump. Oh, yo, thank you for your service, bro. First and foremost, fuck the politics, fucks the sides or whatever, who you believe in, whatever. The fact that you put your life on the line for my freedom, nigga. Thank you, bro. For everybody watching Freedom, thank you, bro. I appreciate that to the fullest, bro. I appreciate that to the fullest. Trust me. Like you said, bro, I served under Obama and I served under Trump. Obama stopped my pay for a month almost due to government shutdown. Trump gave me a raise as soon as he got in office. Bro, he put troops on the ground immediately. I have friends who are still actively rebuilding Puerto Rico right now. I feel you, but you also know, that's a valid point, bro. I can't front. That's a valid point, but you also got to know that Akon tried to go to Puerto Rico, I think, the week that it happened. And if you don't know, Akon has a project called Lighting Africa right now, where he's done, because you know Africa has a lot of problems with electricity. So he done brought electricity to hundreds of millions of people. You feel what I'm saying? Using solar energy and different technologies that's out there now. He tried to go to Puerto Rico and say, I can fix the problem, I think, within like 6 months or like 3 months of Puerto Rico's complete energy issues. And what they did, they lobbied that shit and they blocked him. And what happened? Nothing. Now there's still people, in fact, shout out Akon. Now there's still people right now without power, and Akon could have solved the issue how long ago? And it's hurricane season again.
Exactly.
You feel me? So what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Y'all didn't even fix the last one, but more is coming.
They're on the waiting list.
You feel what I'm saying? You're in the queue. About
presidents that's putting countries on waiting lists.
Exactly, bro. It's crazy. Like, they got to do a better job. They got to do a better job. But I can't. The ones that are there, the boots that are on the ground, the ones that are helping, I believe in them. You feel what I'm saying? Because they don't have to do that. That's out of the kindness of their heart. The most I'm doing is, like, donating money and shit. I don't got armor on and a strap and over there holding order down. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let me see. He said fact, shout out Akon. I hear you, bro. Nah, I hear you too, though. Both sides is valid. And that's one thing, sidebar, I want to bring up. One thing I see that's an issue with the world right now is nobody know how to disagree anymore and still be good, like still be decent human beings.
Yeah.
It's either it's my side or not, nigga, fuck you. You feel me? There's no middle ground no more, which I feel like also is a symptom of Trump. But it's crazy. Well, I mean, if you want to get back into the topics, though, yay, right?
These niggas out here, bro.
Yay, I respect his message. I respect what he was trying to do. It's just certain times, I don't know if he's being a troll or if he's being brave, you feel me? Because maybe I'm giving, Trump said, no, not Trump, J. Cole said in False Prophets something about believing in people and not really knowing them, right?
Exactly.
So maybe I believe in Ye too much, in the sense that I feel like
that he feel the same way you feel.
Nah, not even that. He don't even gotta feel the way I feel. But I'm saying the way that he expresses himself, because he's such a great artist, I would expect it to be on a whole different level. You feel me? I would expect him to be clear with what the fuck he has to say. But he be coming out and saying shit like, you gotta abolish the 13th Amendment and slavery was a choice and this and the third. And I'm like, bro, like, you're Jesus, bro. You're the dude that the self-proclaimed genius that got other people calling you a genius. How you don't know how to express yourself? You feel me? And that's
the same person that went on national TV and said that President Bush doesn't like black people.
Black people, exactly.
So if you're saying all this and you think that Donald Trump and you wearing that MAGA hat show that you love black people,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's crazy because, like, his message is valid. Like, even with the 13th Amendment thing, like, he was saying, like, we should abolish the 13th Amendment because there's a side note in the 13th Amendment that basically says slavery is abolished only if you're not locked up in the penal system. So once you get locked up, automatically you technically become a slave because you're working damn near for free or for chips. You feel what I'm saying? Crumbs. You feel what I'm saying? Like nothing. And that's basically slave labor. So he's saying the 13th Amendment is like a trap door, like an underhanded way to keep niggas confined and locked up. And I understand that. But you don't just go up there saying we need to abolish the 13th Amendment and leave that as the soundbite. How you expect people, and that's why I'm saying I don't know if he's being a troll or if he's sincere, and that's the shit that I hate. Because if you're talking about such a serious topic as slavery and stuff like that, nah, bro, you have to be more sense, especially in 2018.
You done put it on himself.
Right, you got to be more sensitive to what's going on. Hold on, Black Harwood said, "Ye the most influential person." Agree, facts. Right now in hip hop, he's the most influential. The only other facts. In hip hop, nah, yeah, he might be.
We can say that he is.
Facts. He said Kanye has. DJ Deem said Kanye has always brought up topics no one speaks on, but he's always the underdog as well. Well, facts that no one speaks on in hip hop. That's a fact. That's a fact too, bro. And that's the reason why I appreciate it. Don't get me wrong. I like the fact that he speaks about the things that he speaks about. But when the way you say, bro, the delivery is crazy. Like the message, 100 delivery doo-doo. And I don't understand where the miscommunication happens because it's like you're yay, bro. You're Jesus. Come on. Do better by us. We believe in you. You're here for us. You represent us. Not a lot of people of color have a voice. So the ones that do have a voice got a responsibility, whether they like it or not. And if they don't, then I respect it when they come out and they be like, nah, what the fuck? Like, this is me. Like Cardi, like the way how she's real. I respect that 1,000% because you know who she's coming in the game as. Like, nah, I'm gonna speak my mind, I'm gonna be who I want to be, whether I'm pregnant, exactly. whether I'm on the VMAs, the whatever, you feel what I'm saying? She gonna do her thing, and I respect that because she's genuine. But Ye is on some I'm a genius, I'm this, I'm that, I'm intellectual, y'all don't even be understanding the level I'm on. And it's like, so prove it. Speak that way, like, get your point across that way, you feel me? And let us really have someone to believe in. Black Harwood said, I disagree with the slavery comments. Ye was bugging. Fact. Cooler Than Mint said, mental illness is no joke, which is definitely a fact. Black Harwood said, but he also went up there with redesign hats that just read Make America Great. He dropped the Again thing. That's a fact. That's a 1,000% true. And I mean, but he didn't introduce that. In the main press conference, he introduced that after. He said that I think he was standing on like tables in Apple or something, and he was like, yeah, I went up there with a Make America Great hat and I gave it to the president and he said he would wear it. He didn't even see him put it on, you feel me? So it's not like he did something amazing. Like, he just said he would wear it. Hold on. The Democratic Party is a racist party, bro. Honestly and truly, we live in... Let me make my viewpoint on the topic very clear. We live in the most racist country on earth. So yeah. If you think everybody walking in this shit
the
ain't racist,
they're
bugging. The person
that made that comment has been racist.
Right. Everybody that walk in America is racist in some way. The difference is the levels of power involved in it. People don't understand racism. You can't have racism without power. Racism is when I don't like you because of your skin, because of your culture, where you come from, and I'm literally stopping you from advancing in life. If you can't stop me from advancing, you're just prejudiced. You feel me? Fuck you. Suck my dick. You can't stop me. You feel what I'm saying? But other than that, you can't be racist to me. Fuck that. But the Democratic Party, I feel you, is racist, bro. It's not even really racist. It's just they don't really care about us. They use minorities as a tool just to get votes and shit. You feel me? But other than that, it's really not about making actual change because them niggas don't ever change shit and all they ever do is lose. So yeah. We need a new party. Let's make the new Democratic Party or something.
There's never going to be a new party, bro. You know that's everything is sold up already.
Yeah, everything's sold up. You already know they got the shit on lock, bro.
Yeah, it's over.
But you never know, son. Anything is possible. Remember?
Everything will have to crumble before that. Shit was
cold. But y'all know. I know y'all seen the hand sign. Y'all would know. Let me see. Black Harvard said he took a picture with it on, bro. Him and the first lady. Oh, let me see that then. I definitely didn't see that. Racism is a mental illness. I feel you. That's real shit. Look at my... Crazy. The Democratic Party's agenda is to enable our people by keeping us on public assistance. The founder of the KKK started the Democratic Party, bro.
Yeah, I think your phone is falling, Eldad.
Shit.
Honestly and truly, bro, on that note, I don't know what to say because at the end of the day, parties change all the time. You feel me? Black people used to be Republicans back in the day, right or wrong. So now the values of minorities align more with the Democratic Party of today. So that's the reason why we are Democrats. The only issue is Democrats never win and never get anything done. So it's hard, like, it's really hard.
And when they, like you said, when they win, they never get anything done.
Word, they never get anything done, even when they do win. Because one of my issues with Obama is the fact that I don't really see none of the change that he made. You feel me? The change that Obama was talking about to me, maybe I'm playing devil's advocate.
Lola. Everybody this, say what up to Lola.
Oh, look Lola at Lola. But the change that he's made to me is change in the sense of he gave like the LGBTQ community a chance to express themselves and live how they wanted to. And hand claps to that because at the end of the day, everybody deserves freedom. Nobody deserves to be oppressed.
And their own way to live.
So respect, hand claps to that. And I think, like, he started the Dreamers program and DACA and all that for immigrants and undocumented migrants and stuff like that. Cool. But when it comes to the African-American community, like, maybe I haven't done the research and I'm talking off the cuff on some crazy shit, but I don't really see no change that he made. What about you, Fleet? You see that?
But you also have to be honest, too.
What you said?
To make a change. I say you have to be honest too. We as a people have to make a change.
Right. But I'm saying, do you think Obama has affected any actual change? For us.
All he did give black people more clout.
All he did was what?
I'm sure Obama had things I feel like later in his career as a president. In the beginning, it was just more of a cloutness black people felt by having a black president in the United States of America.
I feel you. So it was more like just a wave of change and like hope in the sense of more people felt like they could actually do something.
You can tell that people were like, you know, fuck it. If he messes up for the first 2 years, we don't care because we're sticking by our side.
I feel you. And supposedly. Trump is
Darryl Baba. Hold on, I'm about to. Obama was a bad president.
Yeah. Nah, he was.
At
he was
the same time, too, he didn't do anything as outstanding besides Obamacare.
And Obamacare is a big thing. No front on it. Trust me.
That's why I stated it because I know people will be quick to come back and be like, you know, what about Obamacare? We're not leaving out Obamacare. But let's be honest, it gets deeper than that.
Facts. And if you wanna stay on that topic of accountability, that's a big issue within our community. Like at the end of the day, like a lot of people don't take account for what they do. Like they quick to blame somebody else or go protest or beg somebody to do something for them. But when do we do for ourselves? And trust me, there's times that we do. I'm not discounting that. There's times that we do for ourselves and we're stopped because of things that are in place that are out of our control. You feel what I'm saying? But those are the times when we need to realize it's not about watching a hero go do it. It's about everybody coming together and doing it together. So there is no roadblock. There is no, yo, that whatever, insert whatever race that got, that people feel got money or ethnicity that people feel got money. Yo, that person won't let me. Like, what you mean won't let you? Let's do it. Fuck what they want us to do. Let's do it ourselves. Let's put our money together. Let's spend money in our own shops. Matter of fact, speaking of, my bro K Merck, bro, Siroctober. Let's call him Siroctober. My bro Siroctober right now, Mr. BBO himself. He's selling shirts for his event that I'm sure some of the proceeds are going to charity. It's called Siroctober. We started it while we was in college. It's a party out in Connecticut. If you got time, go out to Bridgeport, go check it out. It's like, I'm not even going to lie, it's the party of the year every single year. So you might as well. And he's selling shirts right now. They're $30. They look fire. Y'all could check them out on his Instagram page at Siroctober. Siroctober. You feel me? You know how to spell. I believe in y'all. You feel me? So, but let me get back to the comments. Black Horowitz, you got to look at what's real. We have generations of people living in temporary housing that's in the project simply because it's comfortable. What has Obama done for Chicago? Let me see. That's his hood, bro. Kids, babies dying there. Obama used us for votes and got the fuck on. Damn, bro. Nigga just traced this nigga Obama up. Damn. I mean.
It is sad that he really hasn't done nothing for Chicago.
Bro, you know what's wicked about that? Remember after Trump won, Obama deadass disappeared. Like disappeared off the face of the earth.
You went on niggas that vacation.
Nigga saw him like hang gliding and parasailing or whatever, you feel me? In like the Caribbean, living his best life. Respect. That man had a hard job for a couple of years. You feel me? Respect. I don't think it's just to blame Obama. Facts. Obama was handcuffed. I mean, in the first year, I think they had.
No, but I'm gonna say this though, bro.
In the first term,
LeBron,
I think they had.
Can open up a school.
Yeah, if LeBron can open up a school. Facts.
Obama.
Valid.
Yeah, come
point.
On, and that should be it right there.
Valid point, bro. Valid. Very valid point. Very valid point. Obama. Well. That leads back to my point in saying that it's up to us to come together to actually be the change we want to see. It's not about just blaming somebody else or saying somebody else is not letting you do something. It's about actually being the change you want to see and going out there, banding together, doing stuff, spending money with each other, keeping the money within the community, growing the youth, everything. You feel what I'm saying? All the steps.
And learning our people.
Exactly, and learning from history. Don't do the same shit over and over again. If y'all niggas want to do whatever, scam, sell drugs, whatever, use that money and invest in the community. Don't just be out here in the club busting bottles and wasting champagne and buying jewelry and shit to front on other niggas that don't got it, that know where you coming from, and that might want your head back because you fronting on them. You feel what I'm saying? Nah, do something for them. Do something that's going to make them love you. Do something that's going to make them elevate you and raise you up on some Malcolm X, Martin Luther King shit. You feel me? Don't just talk about it. Be about it. That's real shit. But yeah, that's my take on the subject. I think Instagram might kick us the fuck out of here.
Not yet.
It's 8:55. Yeah, we might have like another 5-10 minutes before they
cut. Nah, a little bit more. We just started at 8.
Yeah, we start like 8:15, I think.
Yeah, so
facts, bro. We need another Black Wall Street. I can't front. Matter of fact, all I'm gonna say is stay tuned, Black Horowitz. Stay tuned. I'm happy you brought up that Black Wall Street topic right there, bro. I might get back into that in the next episode.
Shout out my son, Black Horowitz.
Facts. You already know, bro. You already know, bro. I'm gonna keep it a buck. There's a lot I wanted to get to, but I'm happy the crowd was participating the way it was, so we didn't even have to get on that. I can save that for the next episode. I love when y'all make my job easier. You sure what I'm saying? Thank you very fucking much. Thank you very much.
Shout out to y'all for tuning in.
Next episode, I might actually be doing it on my own segment called Loud Pack TV. I'm going to have some special things like planned out for that. Stay tuned for that. That's going to be amazing. We've taken this Quality Time TV to, yo, levels going to be different, yo. Just look out.
Prime time television.
Facts. Stay tuned and look out. This is just the beginning, yo. This is just the beginning. This platform is going to be one that shift culture. Like, we trying to really change things. We trying to, like I said, be the change we want to be. We trying to be about it, not talk about it. You feel me? So if we could build this platform, if we could make it into something, it's going to benefit you too. Don't worry. And like I said in my IG story, we got something coming up for the loudest nigga that was in here. Well, the loudest person. Let me stop with the vulgarity. Jesus. For the loudest person that was in here, we got something. Yeah.
Nah,
and we got a lot more in store.
The followers know how real it is. We got to keep it real raw, man. Real raw.
Right. Facts. Yo, and Black Harris was like, talk that shit, Fleet.
Yeah,
yo, real shit. Yo. Yeah, but next episode, I might get into, you know, stick with the trolling topic a little bit because, you know, that's the culture we live in. So I might get into the whole slut walking Amber Rose and how I feel like she's kind of making a mockery of a certain topic, but you know, I don't want to get on that. I'm not trying to get me too'd out here with people feeling like, you feel me? It's just us so, bashing women. So I want to have some female guests on the show. If female is even proper, I don't even know what to say no more in this culture, man. Like female, woman, whichever you want to call it, we going to have a couple of them on the show so they could give, you know, a different perspective. We're not trying to be in an echo chamber. That's not how we live. We're trying to be progressive. We're trying to get shit going.
And that's a fact.
Shout out my boy Fleet Mason, too. Y'all go check out his page. Check out his music. My son is killing. You don't understand how much people is coming out of the New York area. I'm not even the tri-state, too, because I got some boys in Jersey and CT, too, that's doing their thing. So you don't understand. Just look out. K-Murder got some stuff coming out. I see you, bro. You already know. Fleet May, we're going to do the thing. I got stuff coming out, too, of course. Don't worry. I got a video. A whole lot. I got a video coming out.
A whole lot of good music
coming out end of this month. Just look out. I can't wait. The future is bright. Whenever y'all look at anything and think, yo, it's bad, just remember I told you the future is bright, and we're going to take this shit to the stars. You feel me? Well, This has been a great episode of Quality Time TV. Look out. Check your DMs. Everybody that was in here, check your DMs because you might be the one. You might be the special prize winner. You feel what I'm saying? Big Rod Committee.
And best believe as the episodes continue to go, there will be the prizes will continue to get better.
Right. The prizes will continue to get better and better and better. Don't worry. We got a lot of things coming for y'all. It's going to be great. Mm-mm-mm. Well, it's Lord at LDOTT on IG. I know the name. Signing out. Fleet May, I see you, bro.
Oh, boy, you ready, bro?
Mm-hmm. Right up. Oh, man.